Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll design and perform a DJ Markey style metallic scrape in Ableton Live 12, moving from session view into arrangement view. We'll build a playable scrape instrument or clip, create an audio effect rack with performance macros, use session view for live variation and clip automation, and capture the whole performance into arrangement as a polished audio region ready for your drum and bass mix. All devices used are live stock devices, simpler or sampler, wave eatable, corpus, grain delay, saturator, EQ8, reverb, and audio effect rack. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a metallic scrape instrument that sustains and evolves like a DJ Markey scrape, using either a sample in simpler slash sampler or a wave eatable patch. An audio effect rack with four performance macros, scrape position, brightness, resonance, and grind. A 4/8-bar session clip or set of clip variants with envelope movement and optional follow actions for randomness. A recorded, warped, and trimmed audio region and arrangement view that sits in a drum and bass mix. DJ, source. Get a metal scrape sample or synth one. First choose your source. Quick option. Drag a short metallic scrape from Live's core library into a new audio track, or record a scrape with a phone and import it. Synthesis option. Build a wave-eatable instrument using a bright partials wave-eatable plus a noise oscillator, add some FM or phase modulation and a touch of unison to get metallic timbre. If you used a sample, put it into simpler set to classic mode for straightforward playback, or into sampler if you have sweet and want detailed pitch and envelope control. If you chose wave-eatable, leave it as an instrument. Stage B. Create the sculpting chain. Insert an audio effect rack after the simpler or wave-eatable. We'll build performable macros. Chain these devices in this order. 1. EQ8, high pass at roughly 80 Hz to remove rumble, and a gentle dip around 300-500 Hz if it's boxy. 2. Saturator set to soft clip. Drive to 4 dB, analog clip for warmth. 3. Corpus, shoes plate or a marimba-like resonator tone. Dry slash wet around 30-40%. Tune corpus near your track key and lengthen decay to taste. 4. Grain delay. Delay time between 20 and 80 ms, spray 20-60%, pitch fine-tuned a few semitones, feedback low, dry slash wet adjusted for texture. 5. Reverb, short plate or a slightly longer hall, small pre-delay, size small to medium. 6. A second EQ8 after the effects to tame highs or bottom where needed. Map these parameters to 4 macros. Macro 1. Scrape pause right arrow simpler start position or sampler loop start. Macro 2. Brightness right arrow EQ high gain plus small grain delay pitch or corpus brightness control. Macro 3. Resonance right arrow corpus dry slash wet and decay. Macro 4. Grind right arrow saturator drive plus grain delay spray or feedback. After mapping, set sensible macro min slash max ranges so one knob move produces musical movement rather than destroying the sound. Stage C. Add motion inside session view. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip for instruments, or an audio clip for a sample, in session view with your patch loaded. For the DJ Markey style scrape, start with a long held region or looped scrape. Use clip envelopes for movement. In a MIDI clip, draw small pitch sweeps or automate an instrument rack macro map to a MIDI CC. In an audio clip, open clip envelopes and automate simpler start position or the rack macros over 2-4 bars so the scrape evolves. For lay variation, duplicate the clip into 3-4 scene slots and tweak macro positions or envelope so each clip is a different flavor, soft, bright, resonant, gritty. Set follow actions to next with short bar values if you want the clips to cycle automatically while you perform. Stage D. Performance in session view. Practice launching the clips while moving your macros in real time. Use scrape position, brightness, and resonance to mimic DJ Markey's expressive pitch and texture changes. For rhythmic interplay, put the scrape track in a group with your drums or send it to a return reverb. You can map a macro to a return send to bring up a longer verb on the fly. Stage E. Record from session view to arrangement view. There are two reliable methods. Choose the one that fits your goal. Method 1. Arrangement record. Open arrangement view. Arm the track with the scrape instrument. Enable the global arrangement record button and perform. Launch scenes, play the clips, and tweak macros. Live will record audio or MIDI and your automation into arrangement. Stop when you've finished, then trim, warp, and consolidate the region. Show automation lanes to tidy up knob moves if needed. Common pitfall. If you don't enable automation arm when recording, knob moves might not write into arrangement. Double check that if you need editable automation. Method 2. Resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, which captures the master output including returns. Arm the resampling track and press arrangement record. Perform your session performance while live records the stereo audio exactly as you hear it. Stop and then edit and warp the recorded clip. This captures return sends and master processing but won't give you internal macro lanes. Keep that in mind if you want editability later. Stage F. Final edit and mix placement and arrangement. Tidy your region. Add small fades and crossfades where needed. Apply final EQ8 to sculpt the scrape sweet spot around 26kHz, and use a glue compressor very gently to glue the scrape with the drums. If CPU is strained, freeze and flatten the track to make the audio permanent. Place the recorded scrape between the break and drop, adjust levels, and sidechain to the kick if needed so it ducks slightly with bass hits. Keep headroom, aim for around minus 6 dB on your master before recording. Important starting parameter suggestion: simpler loop mode. On, with a long loop and the start position moved slowly via macro. Corpus decay, 400 1200 ms, tune plus or minus 2 semitones to match the key. Brain delay spray, 2050, dry slash wet, 2040%. Saturator drive, plus 26 dB, output ceiling minus 0.5 dB. Reverb size and decay, small medium size, 0.8 1.5 sdk. Dry slash wet 10-25%. Common mistakes to avoid: not arming the track before recording results in silence, failing to enable automation recording, or not mapping macros to clip envelopes, so LIV modulation is lost in arrangement. Overdoing reverb or grain delay wet settings, the scrape can lose attack and clarity in a dense DNB mix. Tuning corpus far off the key, resonances will feel out of place. Not monitoring levels, saturation and returns can clip the master. Leave headroom. Assuming arrangement record captures return sends, if you need exact wet sound, use resampling or route returns properly. Pro tips: capture both wet and dry versions, resample a wet master for vibe, then record an arrangement pass for editable automation. Use sampler when you want fine control of start position, modulation and pitch envelopes. Map an LFO to corpus or grain delay subtly for motion, but keep depth small. Add beat repeat on a duplicate track sparingly for stochastic bursts. Then comp the best bits. Record multiple passes and comp an arrangement using short crossfades to avoid clicks. Duck or automate a narrow 2-5kHz band against snares or leads to keep the scrape from masking important elements. Mini practice exercise goal: create a 4-bar evolving DJ Marky scrape and drop it under a drum loop. Steps: 1. Load a metallic sample into simpler, enable loop. Map simpler start to macro 1. 2. Build an audio effect rack mapping corpus, grain delay, saturator, and EQ to macros as described. 3. Make 4 1-bar clip variants in session view: soft, bright, resonant, gritty. 4. Practice launching the 4 clips while adjusting macros live. 5. Arm the track and press arrangement record. Perform the sequence while tweaking macros. 6. Stop. Trim and warp the recorded 4-bar region. Dip around 300hz, and set the final level to sit under a drum loop. Success! Your recorded region should show evolving timbral change, sit in the loop, and not clip. Recap: you now have a complete workflow. Choose a source, build an audio effect rack with expressive macros, create session clips with clip envelopes and optional follow actions, perform and capture the performance into arrangement via arrangement record or resampling, and finish with editing and mix placement. Use corpus, grain delay, saturator, and EQ8 to craft the metallic character, and record multiple takes to comp the most musical scrape into your drum and bass track. Quick checklist before performing: confirm the track is armed, or arm the resampling track. Do a quick dry run and watch the track meter. Set a comfortable buffer size for live tweaking and leave headroom on the master. Decide if you want editable automation after recording: use arrangement record with automation arm or a wet stereo render, use resampling. Final coach notes: tune corpus near your track's root. Keep macro ranges narrow for expressive control, and prefer small human tweaks over big robotic automations. Think of the scrape as an emotional punctuation, not a constant bed, and use fades, well-timed launches, and subtle dynamics to make it land musically in your drum and bass arrangement. That's it. Load up live, build your rack, practice your gestures, and capture a few takes. Have fun and make it musical.